Thank you for listening to the Catch the Fire London podcast. For more information about CTF London, visit us on ctfl.life.
Okay, so we're starting. I'm going to hand over to my wife in a minute. I want you to know, as I said at the start, you may not have been here at the start, but as I said at the start, if you've got questions about some of the stuff that was happening, then please ask them of one of the team, because honestly, if you don't have questions, then I would say that you're not thinking very straight, because you should have questions about what God is doing in people's lives when they're on the floor and doing weird things. And it is weird, but weird doesn't mean wrong. Weird means unusual, and unusual usually means supernatural, and that's a good thing, isn't it? So please ask questions. But Chloe and I have come from one of the best conferences that we have ever been part of in Toronto. And we were supercharged before we went there with anticipation of what God was going to do. And I can feel some of that anticipation in the room tonight, which is what we're kind of giving the message about. It's about hunger. And you can see, I don't know if we'll actually ever publicize what I did this morning, because I was just a little bit kind of, Anyway, last week, we went to this conference and Randy Clark was preaching and Heidi Baker was preaching and, who else was preaching? Rick Joyner was preaching and Lou Engel was preaching. John Kilpatrick was preaching. John Arnott was preaching. Carol Arnott was preaching. Daniel Kalender was preaching. It was an epic conference. And every single one of those people, every time I could find them, every time I got the moment to find them, I was getting them to lay hands on me. And I'm like, I want what's in your life to be present in my life. Now, there's a weird thing about impartation is that I already have it because I have every blessing in Christ Jesus, but I'm not living in that all of those things. I'm not manifesting all of those things. And so it's like an awakening when someone lays hands on you, because you have the Christ living in you. If you said yes to Jesus, then you have Jesus living inside you. And so we were getting impartation after impartation after impartation, and we were absolutely greedy for impartations. But before we went, we heard that a guy called Claudio Friedson was going to be there. And many of you may not know him. Please Google him. You'll see him up on this as part of the... We're going to show a montage that CFAN put out. But Claudio Friedson is the person, Argentinian revivalist, who was part of the Argentinian revival through the 80s and the 90s and just absolutely part of glory happening in Argentina. And we know that name, not because we've ever seen him preach or because we've ever met him, but because we know that in 1993, the end of 1993, he laid hands on John and Carol Arnott. And 2 months later was when all heaven got let loose in Toronto in January 1994. And so we were super excited to have Claudio lay his hands on us. But he didn't lay his hands on a whole bunch of people. He said to the whole crowd, there's 3,000 people there, and he said, if anyone would like prayer, and I tell you what, Okay. It was carnage. But me and Chloe were the first two to the stage. And I don't know if you've ever been in that kind of environment before, but the hungriest people in the room were Koreans and Nigerians. By a country mile, they were the hungriest people in the room, except for Stu and Chloe. Yeah. We were ravenously hungry, and John and Carol joined us at the front, and Duncan and Kate were here, and Steve and Sandra were there, and we were like, come on! And then this surge happened, and there was 3,000 people trying to stand where I was stood. And I actually thought we might die in the surge of bodies coming to the front saying, I want more of God. There was one Nigerian guy who threw another Nigerian guy out the way to get to the front. Someone barged Chloe out the way at one point, so I pulled her back in. And some of you are too British. Even if you weren't born here, some of you have become too British, as if, like, oh no, we couldn't possibly push. I wouldn't want that. No, no, no. I tell you what, I was like, God, give me the Korean. Give me that Korean hunger that's just like, the Koreans were at the front every single time there was prayer. It didn't matter what the call was. They were at the front. There were some people like, if you want to give your life to Jesus, all the Koreans came to the front. I'm like, they were hungry. And then Claudio prayed for us, and something in my life changed. Are you ready? And I said this morning, and I'm going to be a little bit more pastoral this time. if you're not hungry, he's not going to feed you. If you're not hungry, and this is what I said, and I said it a bit blunt this morning, but if you're not going to recognize lack, if you're not going to recognize a gap, then God's got nowhere to put something. And so we need you to be hungry right now. And as we see this, and then Chloe is going to release some stuff, I just want you to start. And if you're not feeling hungry for God, then ask Holy Spirit to make you hungry. Ask Holy Spirit to stir up your hunger.
I have never known him so hungry. Ever. Ever. And we're going to do this again next week because we've had over 30 messages from parts of our team around the world that aren't here tonight who wanted to be here. So we're going to keep on imparting and keep on releasing because you know when you just get, eventually you'll blow up. You've got to start give. There's a call on the church to give him away. Because unless you give away what you've got, you're not going to get the next stage. He's looking to see what you're going to give so he can recharge you afresh. And not just that, but the hunger. I was so flipping hungry going. This is the first conference in about 10 years where we sat to receive and had no responsibilities. And I'm like, God, we're used to receiving and giving. That's what we do. But I was saying, I'm desperate. I'm not going home without being changed. Can someone say amen? And I'm going to show you something. This is a clip put together of what happened over the conference really briefly. And I'm not going to be preaching tonight. I'm going to be sharing what happened to me on the floor. And then whatever happened to me on the floor. And I want, if you start to get hungry, I don't want you in your seats. Because I felt the Lord say, this is going to be one gigantic impartation tonight. I'm done with church. As we know it, there's more. And you're going to get more if you want more. And my simple title for tonight is, I'll take it! And it's that kind of response that stirs the hunger of the Holy Spirit. We have been imparted to over the years, and we've seen how God has taken us up and up. We go from glory to glory. We go for more, and to give away. But I feel like the Lord is saying tonight, the dam is being lifted on Catch a Fire London's hunger. I felt the Lord say that it's been slowly coming up, but he's done with it. I saw, you know where on the canals where the dam is, and I just saw the Lord just cutting that huge chain that prevents the dam from coming up. No one's going to have to crank it up slowly anymore. It's like, boom, because when the people say, I'll take it, he'll give it. And if you want it, you can have it. But if you don't want it, you won't get it. And if you don't get it, you can't give it. And so, Holy Spirit, I ask you tonight that you would fully charge us for the more of who you are, God, that we would never be the same again. I ask for the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord to be upon us tonight, to preach the good news, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers, to cast out demons, God, to prophesy and dream dreams. And Father, I pray that we will never be the same again. Holy Spirit, would you come and would you charge us for what's ahead? Oh, just come. Just come, Holy Spirit. Just come, Holy Spirit, like you promised. Just come. Stir us for the more, Holy Spirit. Stir us for the greater, Holy Spirit. 2.4 children is over. You're going to have an incredible number of kids being given birth to in this place. But the life of 2.4 children, you know how that expression, you're not going to be just stay-at-home mums and dads. You're going to be mums and dads championing the gospel with your kids on your hips, declaring who he is. And I speak life into this place just because some of you in this place are getting to the age where you're going to be having kids. You are not going to be as it was. There's a fresh expression for what family looks like in the United Kingdom, I believe. And it's called riding that wave with the Holy Spirit. It's called raising kids in revival. Dan and Ashley, just come to the front quick. I had a dream about two couples last night. Firstly, it was Matt. I'll share that one in a moment. And I felt the Lord say, come on, guys, just can someone get behind you? You're not born to be pastors. You're born to be revivalists in the kingdom. Holy Spirit, I just ask you to release the fire of Daddy's love into their hearts. And I pray that you'd ignite their feet for the gospel. I pray that you would give them the billion soul harvest that we're all crying out for. And Holy Spirit, would you anoint them afresh to serve you in unity all the days of their life. And I declare as you turn 30, Dan, that you will never be the same again. Let the fire of Daddy's love come. Burn, honey, burn. Burn for the kingdom. Fire, 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 fire. Let you burn for the kingdom. More, more. And everywhere you place your foot, he's going to give you that nation. If you dare to dream big, dream big, dream big in Jesus' name. Just put a hand on someone next to you and ask for the fire to fall this evening. Come on, just pray. Just pray that Daddy's love will come and the fire would fall this evening. And can you play, someone press play on that video for me. Is that okay? Can you press play? That would be amazing. This is what we went to. This is what we went to last week. And just have your spirit open tonight to receive what he's saying to you, to receive what he's showing you. Let's have the lights off.
This is the real, the thing we've dreamed about. This is it. This Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
This was Toronto.
For he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight.
God is going to pour out his spirit again in these last days. We're going to see to it that the light and the power and the fire of God burns again. Can I get an amen?
There's coming a generation of evangelists that aren't just enjoying themselves. They're coming and they're following and being driven into fasting so that they get God's glory on their life.
We haven't seen anything. We've just seen the beginning. And now we're moving into what I think will be the last and greatest move of God of all time.
And he went out into the wilderness, tested for 40 days, victorious. And it says he returned in the power of the Spirit.
In the name of Jesus, multiply your power, multiply your power. Let them know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have touched them today. More, 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 Lord. I bless what you're doing in the name of Jesus.
Hoy,
today,
lo que Dios depositó en tu vida,
what God has deposited in your life,
es algo tan poderoso,
is something so powerful,
que va a cambiar esta generación.
It's going to change this generation.
You will go now from prophecy to prophecy into a season of fulfillment to fulfillment in the mighty name of Jesus.
By many or by few, nothing can prevent my God from healing. By many or by few, nothing can prevent my God from delivering. By many or by few, nothing can prevent my God.
God, we're sick of what we can do. We want to see what you can do. We want to see what you can do through the other vessel. Burn up the flesh, burn up the pride, burn up the fear, burn up the unbelief.
What would it look like if all who see us would acknowledge that we are a people the Lord has blessed? What would it look like?
The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place, I will give you peace, says the Lord of hosts. I have been putting that on my phone and declaring it daily for 3.5 months. And most of the preachers last week, from Claudio Friedson to John Kilpatrick, all were quoting that verse. Something's up, church. Something's up, church. Something's up. Something's up. Just for a moment, just cry out to him. Just cry out to him. Just ask for more. just ask for more, because what you talk about will come. Whatever you believe in your heart, what you talked about will come. Father, I pray that you would take us into a season of talking about the glory, talking about the presence, talking about the Holy Spirit, talking about who you are. Take us deeper, Jesus. Take us deeper, Jesus. Take us deeper, Jesus. Take us deeper. The glory of this latter temple will be greater than the former. Come, Holy Spirit. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. I've never been so hungry. I've never been so thirsty. And scripture says he feeds the hungry and he feeds the thirsty. He feeds the thirsty and he feeds the hungry. So Holy Spirit, I ask tonight that you would feed us, that every single person would leave having had a fresh encounter from the power and presence of King Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, would you release your angels, your ministering spirits from the heavenlies to release impartations, to release your fire. And it says, I will not just baptize you with water, but I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And Father, I ask tonight that you would come and that you would touch us, that you would shake us, that you shake off the things of the past, shake off the things of defilement, shake off the things of lethargy, shake off the things of old, shake off the things of the current, and bring us to surf the new wave that is coming, Holy Spirit. Bring us to surf the wave. Take us up, take us up, take us up, God. And I ask, Father, that you would charge me, that you'd charge me afresh. God, I thank you for John and Carol. I thank you for them, King Jesus. I thank you for their hunger. I thank you they paid thousands of pounds to go and receive an impartation. I thank you, God, that they just stood there and they said, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it. They didn't know what they were taking, but the anointing knew. The anointing knew. The anointing knew what was going to happen. So Holy Spirit, tonight, I ask that you would fall afresh. Fall afresh. Come on, just push into him right now. Push into his heart. It just simply means joining with heaven to acknowledge and worship him right now. You may be new to this, but this is happening in heaven 100% of the time. It's called glorification to Jesus. It's worshiping him. It's worshiping him. It's worshiping him. Kuramashar, I declare the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. I declare it, God. I declare it, God. I dare to believe it, Jesus. I dare to believe it, Jesus, that we will be a part of the end times revival. I dare to believe, God, that you have more for us. I dare to believe that I will never be the same again. I dare to believe that the nations will come to Jesus. I dare to believe that we will prophesy, we will dream, we will see visions, we will receive impartations, we will receive nighttime encounters. I dare to believe in the Holy Spirit, that you would come in your power, that we would go places, and that your spirit would fall. And as Moses says, my presence, he said, will go with you and I will give you rest, was what he was declaring. And God said to him, this will happen. But then he said, that's a given. Now show me your glory. Show us your glory, Jesus. Show us your glory. Moses wanted an intimate knowledge of God himself. He wanted that. And then the glory came. The glory came. Make my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I'll be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. God, I ask that your glory will pass before us. Don't pass us by, Jesus. Don't pass us by, Jesus. Don't pass us by. Some of you have gone into soaking mode. You switched off. I ask that you don't go into soaking mode, that you join with what's happening in this room, and that you stir the hunger in your heart right now. I can feel one part of the room being hungry and one part of the room switching off. We want you, Jesus. We want you, Jesus. We want you, Jesus. We want you, Jesus. Jesus, come. Jesus, come. And Father, as I share what you did with me, I ask that you'd release a hunger. I ask that you would release a cry of everyone's heart in this place for more of the Lord, for more of you, Jesus. I ask that you'd release a cry of the heart that you would not be satisfied. The other dream I had last night was of Matt and Kate. And I saw Matt in front of Kate. And the Lord said to me he'd be on the platform tonight, but I'm not going to tell you when. And as soon as he got up on this platform, I felt an impartation of hunger in worship hit some of you in this room. And I want to prophesy you too that you are not born to keep your feet on the ground. You're born to fly. I declare, let your wings grow and expand. I saw you literally flying, flying. I believe there's a season where you're going to travel with Stu and I. You're going to travel to learn the next stages of growth, of releasing the anointing. And Father, I prophesy in this place that our sons and daughters of this house will not be meek, will not be mild, but will grow as outrageous givers of the anointing, generous givers of anointing, receiving the anointing and giving. And Father, I call upon our sons and daughters, Matt and Kate and Sarah and Sam and everyone else, Dan and Ashley and Tom and Abby and Alistair and Abigail. You will not remain silent in the years ahead. You will grow as tenacious ones in the kingdom who will be releasers of the gospel and of power. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you. He's called you. He equips the called. But he also commands you to take a step out. Are Ellie and Luke here? I haven't seen them tonight. They're not here tonight. Are Sal and Matt here? Can you guys just come and kneel at the front as well? Ellie's here. Where are you, Elle? Come to the front, honey. Don't step out of this place, people. There are some people that are born to be revivalists. There are some people that are born to be pastors. There are some people that are born to be the healing evangelists. There are some people that are born to be the ones that mop up after the healing evangelists. And I really felt that, where's Zach and Shanice as well? Where are you? Zach and Shanice, Luke and Ellie, Sal and Matt. I really felt the Lord say tonight that there have been seasons where you felt him and then it's lifted, but I felt there was going to be an unprecedented manifestation of the presence of God that remains around you and in you and upon you. And I felt the Lord say that no matter what you've been through, the Lord is taking you into a new season where it doesn't matter what's happening around you, but the presence of God is going to take utmost importance and feel in your world. And so, Father, would you just even now just fill them afresh tonight? You guys are born to be revived, but don't allow the soul to dictate where you stand. No matter what's happening in your life, you press in to see the fire of God release. Whether you're tired, whether you're happy, whether you're jumping with joy, the Lord has called you to be revivalists in the kingdom. Shanice, I saw you on a pogo stick like Tigger. I felt the Lord is saying that sometimes that's going to feel like he's on your coattails and hanging on to the bottom, but he's bringing you up. He's bringing you up. He's bringing you up, Zach, to jump along with joy with Shanice in her crazy moments. So, Father, would you take them deeper, further, higher, and wider. And Lord, I prophesy over Sarah and Sam that the nations are at their feet. I heard the Lord say it's time to spread your wings, to plant your feet in other nations, to call upon the orphans to become sons and daughters. And Father, I ask for that revivalist anointing that is upon them to go ahead of them. And it's time to go. It's time to go to nations. It's time to go to nations to take up invitations and release the fire of the Father's love, because we'll never be the same again if you choose to say yes. God's bringing you into a season of flexibility for a reason. I saw many aeroplanes. I saw many airplane tickets. And it's time to walk through some of those doors of invitation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, I was underneath the platform. We were waiting as Claudio Friesen came to his session. And all week, I was like, God, I felt the fire of Daddy's love increase. I felt the physical anointing in the room increase. And my hunger was like nothing I have ever experienced. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to drink. I just wanted more of Jesus. I just wanted more. I wanted to see his face. And the cry of our heart this week was, show us your face, God. Show us your face, God. Show us your face, God. because one glimpse of him, no matter what's going on in our world, changes everything. It brings perspective. And some of you have battles and some of you have trials, but don't let pity enter your prayer room, because it's unto the glory of God. It's unto his face. It's unto his kingdom coming. It's unto his will being done. No matter what is happening around you, show me your face, God. Shakarama. Show me your face. Show me your face, God. And hunger kept on rising in my heart. Hunger kept on rising. I was crying out for more of him. And I was watching. I was watching as Claudio just stood there. He stood there and you could see him feeling the anointing. He was feeling the anointing. And I said to the Lord, is that what it looks like, what I've been praying for 12 years? I want to feel you, Holy Spirit. I want to feel what you're saying. I want to feel where you're moving. I want to know what to speak. I want to know what to release. I want to know when to throw up a worship set and just say, sack it and go for joy. I want to feel you. I want to feel you. And I legged it to the front when Claudio said about pastors and leaders, and Carol snuck in beside me. She grabbed my hand and she said, the Lord said to John and I, to go and stand next to these two kids and tell them we're going to support them in whatever way we can as this thing happens. We'll do whatever our kids need, but we just want more. And I sat there. No, I didn't. I stood there at the altar weeping and weeping. All I could see was multitudes of our sons and daughters from this house. That includes everyone who calls Catch a Fire home, but predominant sons and daughters as well. I saw multitudes of them, and I was crying out to God that they would get it, that they would get you, that they would understand you. And then Claudio came and laid a hand on my head. And I felt like a bolt of lightning went from my head to my foot. I started physically shaking from top to bottom. My feet were on fire. My hands were on fire. My teeth started shattering. My lips went numb. And my whole body was vibrating. And I heard the Lord said, it's time to become part of the billion soul harvest that is about to happen. The billion soul harvest is time to step out like you've never stepped out before. We're going to be raising up evangelist Russell Smith. Russ, just come and sit here, hon. Come and sit here. It's time to raise up evangelists that don't care what the people say, that just go for it. Don't switch off from where you are. Don't switch off. It's time to raise up the evangelists that are daring to believe that the billion soul harvest is even possible. It's time to raise up evangelists as the sons and daughters. It's time to raise them up and send them out, not for good, but for short-term mission, to see the multitude saved, to bring them back, hear the glory stories and send them out again. It's time to shake, rattle, and roll in the kingdom of God and to understand that he is good and always does good, no matter what your circumstances say, but you've been called for such a time as this. And Russ, I bless you. I bless you to dare to believe that every impartation that you've received in the past is coming to fruition in these days. And I believe that word is for you particularly. The former things have happened, but the latter days are going to be even greater. You're going to feel him. You're going to love him. You're going to know him. You're going to wake up and see and have encounters with Jesus himself. I saw the eyes of the Lord on you. And I saw the eyes of the Lord just saying, I choose to pick him. I pick him. I pick him. But if he takes it, I'll double it. So just take it. Freely I've received. Freely I give. I release an impartation of everything I've received in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And God, I declare that we will never be the same again, ever, ever, ever. There's no turning back. Some of you have been looking back. You need to start looking forward. The things in front of you. There are people in this room that have businesses, and I believe the Lord says that he's going to turn everything you touch to gold. And it's time to see your gold in your businesses come to fruition so that you can give away into the kingdom like you've never given before. Hannah and Kiki, I believe the Spirit of the Lord is upon you for not just this house of schools of ministry, but you're going to show the world how it's done. I felt the Lord say there's an anointing coming where there's going to be exponential growth in the schools of ministry, not because it's clever teaching, but through demonstration of power. And so, Father, I ask that the power encounters will come. You know, church, I want to lift off of you everything of clever preachers. Tweets are great, but tweets don't get people saved. The anointing gets people saved. I'm done with the days of clever preaching. I want to see demonstrations of power. I want to see demonstrations of revelation that's come from the secret place and scripture that backs it up. Releasing of impartation. Abby Alsop, it's time that you see. Woo! I just saw the Holy Spirit land on you and I felt him saying, it's time that you see the impartations from your mouth come to fruition in a whole new way. I felt the Lord say he's going to be healing the sick as you speak. He's going to be raising the dead in under other countries who watch online. And I felt there are going to be families that watch what you share from Catch a Fire London on a Sunday, and they're going to dare to believe and go lay hands on their relatives that have died, and they're going to see the dead raised. And I tell you, I've been there where I've cried out for the dead to be raised, and I have not seen it. But I did not turn to pity. I turned to tenacity and saying, my God, one day the glory of the Lord will rise upon me and I will lay on someone who has passed away too early and they will awaken. And I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to allow us who don't see the deaf ears open or don't see the lame to walk start to become pitiful and sorrowful. It should be a charge to see us stand and be so tenacious to see the kingdom come in a way we've never seen it before. If it turns us to morbidity and pity, I'm not saying sorrow, that's different, but morbidity and pity, and it says that our God isn't who he says he is, we need to take our roots deeper. Our roots need to go deeper, and these are the moments where our roots go deeper. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As this encounter happened, I couldn't stop crying. Wave upon wave. I had to write it down. I saw souls, and I started yelling, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it. And for four nights, I say half a night because it stopped halfway through one night, for 4.5 nights, I woke up four or five times in the night yelling out loud, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it, because I asked the Lord to allow this impartation to become part of me. I want it to be part of me, not just during the day, but while I'm asleep. I want it to be fueling my every cell. I want it to be filling me with hope and joy and tenacity. I want the impartation, the Holy Spirit, to be rising up within me so that even when I'm sleeping, I'm starting to dream his dreams of souls. I'm starting to dream his dreams of healings, of signs, of wonders, because my God is big. He's who he says he is. And he'll do what he says he'll do. He'll take you to where he says he'll take you. He'll fulfill the promises he's promised you. He'll fulfill the prophetic words and the calls on your life. He'll fulfill the moments where you encounter him that you've been crying out for. Take it for your families. Take it for healings. Take it for signs. Take it for wonders. To join with the billion soul harvest, yes. Take it for the lost. Take it for the broken. Take it for the hungry. Take it for the desperate. I'll have it all so I can give it all was my only prayer. And 3.5 hours later, my teeth stopped shaking. Because I wanted him so bad. And the security guard said, it's time to move. I didn't want to move. Because I felt him. And I said to the Lord, if I ever have to be moved again, don't stop. And in that moment, we were dragged to the green room. We weren't meant to be in the green room. We were uninvited guests. And sometimes uninvited guests get the best. We didn't have a pass. We weren't meant to be there. And we landed on a heap in the green room floor. And Claudio Friedson came in. And he laid his hand on me and then Carol and Heidi. Something happened and we exploded. And then he turned to Stu. He didn't even know who Stu was. And he yelled, "Take it!" Stu went flying back about 3 meters past John and Carol. John Arnott and whoever was next to him. Carol's on the floor. And John just was like... And in that moment, I believe it was the fulfillment of what Sean Bowles prophesied over Stu in September. You've received an impartation, but one greater is coming. It's time for the souls. He received an impartation from Benny Hinn and then this from Claudio. He went flying back, and since that moment, my husband has not stopped wanting more. Every morning. Every night this morning at some unearthly hour, he was up in the prayer room crying out for more. Crying out for more because he's tasted and he's seen. And if you taste and see, how can you be without? How can you be not wanting more? And he said to me, "Chloe, everyone was asking what was wrong with me this morning because the Lord gave him a dream last night. He said, you're to wear this shirt." And as he woke up in the morning, he had two different shirts hanging on the wardrobe that he'd ironed. And the Holy Spirit reminded him, said, no, I told you to wear this shirt. So he got his other shirt and ironed it. He said, "I told you to take a pillow from the prayer room and you to kneel at the altar." And everyone this morning was like, "What's wrong with Stu? He was 40 minutes before the service or whatever, just praying." And he said, "Why? Because God said. God's looking for you to obey what he said 10 years ago, some of you. To obey what he said the last time you had an impartation. To obey what he said the time before. To obey what he said this morning." And I've never been more proud of him because he's hankering after Jesus like I've never seen before. As leaders in this room, I charge you to be hankering after Jesus. Can I hear an amen? I don't care where you're at right now. Lay a hand on someone near you and ask for the fire of God's love to come. Ask him to come. Matt, I felt that the season of disappointment, Matt Stockbridge, is finished. The season of disappointment is finished. You were born to influence. You were born to be seated at the right hand of directors. You're not born to be anything but put on a pedestal in your work vicinity. I'm trying to phrase that in a godly way. So fire daddy's love on you. We just break the power of anything that's holding you back right now, and we call you forth out of that place into light in Jesus' name. I speak to every situation, and I just say, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, go about your business to release the angels on behalf of Matt and Sal. I felt the Lord say that this time in your current place isn't finished for one reason only, and that's to impart something to one person in your workplace. I felt the Lord say there's one person that is a person of peace that you're about to give everything to. So, Father, would you make that clear? God, give us the people of peace in the name of Jesus. Give us the people of peace that come to us longing for more of you, God. Make us ready, Jesus. Make us ready, Jesus. And I had a prophetic word for tonight. I said most of it, but when the Lord said to me, "I'll have it all," or "Will you have it all?" I said, "I'll have it all." And he said, "Well, you better give it all. You know, you've got to start giving away what you've got." And there's something, the most privilege of my life is when we get the impartation lines to give away what we've been given. There's nothing quite like it. And some of you need to know who you are before you'll dare to give it away. And I believe there's an impartation tonight of sonship to a whole new level. Some of you don't think you're qualified to give it away. Well, guess what? He's just qualified you. You're a son in the kingdom. It's time to lay hands on people and dare to believe that he'll come. And Miriam, I just felt the Lord say that you've been faithful with the little. He's about to give you the big. I saw your church on their knees, and I felt the Lord say, you go back to your little church, and you lay your fiery hands of revival on every single person in that church. And I felt the Lord say that you're going to grow in numbers. There's something of generational stuff that is coming off the church, and there's a fresh expression coming. So, Lord, I ask that you would release your anointing and that you would dare them to believe that all things are possible. You know, there's nothing more unattractive than a boring Christian. People are looking for fiery, tenacious lovers who dare to believe he's all he says he is. And that means sometimes wading out into the crowds to give away what you've got. You know, on Sunday morning, we weren't preaching in Toronto. And the Lord said, hang around at the front. And John and Carol were doing impartation lines to about 2,500 people. But the Lord said, don't go, hang around at the front. And I'm like, oh, I was feeling tired. And he said, what do you mean you're tired? You don't get tired in my anointing. And I said, okay, well, what do you want? And I turned around, and then suddenly there was a queue of 50 people. He said, right, give it away. They all wanted to say something to me. And I said, no, right now, take it. And literally, every single person that received was on fire for what one thing and one thing only. Not for me giving, but for Jesus. Because people don't know who I am always in Toronto. And that's a brilliant place, because when someone comes and asks you for prayer and they don't know who you are, that means they're after the anointing, not what you've got. It's not a famous face. It's about Jesus. They'd heard stories on that platform of the goodness and glory of God, and they were hungry. This church is full of testimonies. Why are we not 1,000 people? Why are we not getting people saved? Because we've come to a place in our lives where we're satisfied. I'm not satisfied no more. Your hunger will wake you up. It will become all-consuming. Your hunger can't be so that you get fat. It has to be so you can give it away. I took it for you. I took it for everyone in the room tonight. For those of you that are hungry and fired up, take it again. For those of you that aren't hungry for more of him, think about the cross and ask Holy Spirit to bring you to hunger. For those of you that are broken right now, it's time to be made well for the glory of Jesus. For those of you facing trials or battles, don't look at the battle. Look at the one who won it for you. Ask him to remove unbelief and grieving and sadness and sorrow. What you talk about will come. Talk about the miracles. Talk about the glory. Talk about the souls. Talk about going to the nations. Talk about unity. Talk about his power. Remind yourself who he is. Talk about him. It's the godly gossip thing. Gossip about Jesus. Never be satisfied. That little girl that Stu's holding right now came onto the platform when I got here at 4:50. And she came and sat in front of me. My Bible was open and my journal was open. And she kept whacking the page on my diary that I turned over, because I wasn't going to start with what I started with. And then she kept pointing. And she put her hands out in front of me for me to lay my hands on her. Sat there. And the Lord said, I wish all my church were as hungry as she is, and she doesn't even know it. And then she started pointing to the platform. I said, what can you see? And I drew it. I drew what I thought kind of looked like an angel. I said, can you see that? And she said, they're there. And then she said, no. She grabbed my pen and said, they're her eyes. And she drew eyes on the angels. Then took to find the highlighter, my bright yellow highlighter, and the bright green highlighter was whooshing around this picture, and then pointed and said, they're now over there. I beg you to be like that again. I beg you to be in awe. I beg you never to grow bored. I beg you never to be lethargic. No matter how tired you are, my God, I was tired and sick at that conference, but I didn't miss a flipping session. I was up at the altar for every session. I could barely breathe at one point, and I said, I'm going to have more. Because the atmosphere is changing. The atmosphere is changing. Where are our leaders in the room? Can you just come to the front? Father, I just ask tonight for a fresh wave. In fact, if you can stand in this room, I'm going to ask you to stand. We're going to just repent, first of all, of a few things. And then we're going to release an impartation. Because when the Lord said to me that the glory of the latter house is going to be greater. Hi, sweetheart. The glory of the latter house is going to be greater than the former. I chose to believe it. You want it more? Did you? You need it again? Do you? Do you want to draw more? Come on, honey. There you are. Because the atmosphere is changing in London. There may be hundreds of people away today because it's bank holiday. Some people said they wanted to FaceTime in. They were that hungry, but they had no internet connection. Go on then. But right now, I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and that you would come in your power. Father, we repent. Woo. We repent of where we've been lethargic. We repent of where we haven't been fully up for it at the time because we may have been tired or knocked by our circumstances. Holy Spirit, you're worth it all. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. You deserve the fame. You deserve the testimonies. You deserve it all, Jesus. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. Just start to engage with him right now. Just start to engage with him right now. Come on, lift your voice. Lift it up, lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up, lift it up. Some of you need to sing it until you feel it. There's a hunger rising. There's a thirst rising.
Spirit of the Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord is the one, is the one. Just move from your seats if you want more. Just move from your seats right now. Sha-da-da-da-da-ye.
Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around. Spirit of the Lord is here. It's overflowing this place. Fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter.
Your love, your love. to be praying for every person in this place. It doesn't matter whether you feel anything or not. John Arnott felt nothing and said, when Claudio yelled at him, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, he stood there and said, I think I will. Carol stood there and said, I take it! It doesn't matter about what your body does. God's looking for the heart tonight. God's looking for the heart tonight. Evan and Leandro, I just felt the Lord say that he's cutting you free from the old. You're in England for a reason. It's time to trust. It's time to trust. It's time to trust. It's time to trust. It's time to trust and get ready, 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 get ready. Woo! Take it. Take it. Take it all. Take it all. Take it all. Take it all. And Father, I just declare in this place tonight that you would lead us into that place of unashamed and abandoned hunger. Unashamed. And as we sing this again, we're going to impart to the leaders. So if you can have the catchers, and then if five or six people can just start stacking the chairs, we're going to spread out. So if I can have some volunteers to stack the chairs, that would be really kind. Alistair, not you. Alistair, not you. If we can have some other people other than the normal team, if you remove your bags from the front row, but help us stack the chairs. If you're hungry, help us stack the chairs tonight, please. Thank you. That would be great. So that it's not just the normal guys working their socks off in this place. And then I need the catchers to line up. But this is not anything other than releasing what we've been given. Thank you, Father.
Your will be done here as it is.
kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. Spirit of God, fall fresh on us. We need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. As it is in heaven, let your kingdom come here. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done. We surrender to your way. You can do it 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 your way. Oh, oh Jesus. You can do it your way. I won't stand in your way. I don't want to be in your way. Oh, move through me. Come and fill me. Come and flow through. Come and flow through. Come and flow through. Come and flow through. Come and fill me. Come and fill me.
You can do it your way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come and fill me, Lord.
You can do it your way. You can do it your way. You can do it your way.
I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take. So I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take. I'm gonna take. Take. Oh, I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. Yeah. I'm gonna take. Everything you have for me, I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take everything you have for me.
I'm gonna take it.
I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take.
I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. 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 I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take everything you have for me. Everything you have for me. Everything you have for me. Everything you have for me.
Fire in my heart, never run dry, never run dry. Let the fire in my heart, never run dry, never run dry. Fire in my
go out, the fire will never go out. The fire on the altar, it never goes out, it never goes out. It never goes cold, it never goes cold. Let this fire burn bright, let this fire burn bright, let this fire burn bright. All my days till I see your face. Let this fire burn bright. Let this fire burn bright. Let this fire burn bright. All of my days till I see your face. Let this fire burn bright. Let this fire burn bright. Let this fire burn bright. All of my days till I see your face. Let this fire burn bright. And let this fire burn bright. Let this fire burn bright. All of my days till I see your face. Let this fire burn bright. Let this fire burn bright. Let this fire burn bright. All of my days till I see your face. Let this fire burn bright. Let this fire burn bright.
Let this fire burn bright.
All of my days till I see your face. Let this fire burn bright. Let this fire burn bright. Let this fire burn bright. All of my days till I see your face. Let this fire burn bright. Let this fire burn bright. Let this fire burn bright. All of my days till I see your face. Let this fire burn bright. Let this fire burn bright. Let this fire burn bright for all my days.
Let this fire burn. face. Let this fire burn high. Let this fire burn high. Let this fire burn high. On up my days, up in my days. Brighter and brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter and brighter.
Let these flames never dim. Let these flames never dim. All my days, every step along the way. Let this hunger for you never dim. Let this hunger never decrease. Let it only increase. Let the hunger 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 only increase.
Day by day, hour by hour, minute after minute, minute after minute,
let the hunger only increase, let the hunger only increase,
till every fiber, till every cell, till every atom of my living being, surrender to you alone. Surrender to you alone. Ra-pa-pa-pa-pa.
I just want to pastor this moment right now. You may think, if you're new to us or if you don't know us well enough, that this is just some sort of Christian party going on. But I want to tell you that when the fire comes into someone's life, and it's truly God's, when that fire comes, everything changes, because the fire burns up everything that's not of God. And so that's why some people, when they're like, oh, I want more fire, you don't realize that when someone releases the fire of God into your life, things burn up, and that means things are gonna change. And people are like, how do I stay on fire? And here's how you stay on fire. You continually get filled with the Holy Spirit and with fire, but you remove anything from your life that would not be godly and therefore would have to be burnt up. You don't want things burnt up. You want to be like Moses' burning bush. When Moses saw the tree on fire, the bush on fire, he said he was confused because it was on fire, but it was not consumed. We don't want things to be burnt up. We want to get rid of those things in the first place. So how do you stay on fire? You rid your life of anything that could quench that fire, and then you just switch onto hunger for who Jesus is. And I want to repeat what I said earlier. We're going to continue to pray for people. If you're still hungry, just make your way nearer to the front, and we're going to continue to pray. But if you feel like time's done and you're roasted and your life's been changed and you need to go, then feel free to leave at any time. We really want you to remember CTFL.life. CTFL.life. It's our website where you can get connected to us. We really want you to be connected to us. We're a family of around 400 people. You just never get them in the same room at the same time. But we want to grow with you. We want to help you. We want to minister to you. We want to pray for you. And we want to help you see the transformation of what happens when we encounter God's presence. That's who we are. That's what we want to do. And if you've got any questions, I want to invite you to just come to the front over by this door here. And we're going to have some people there who can answer questions that you may have. But please, we're going to carry on praying and we're going to carry on worshiping because Jesus is worthy and therefore we love it. We just love to give him more. But if you feel you need to leave, if you've got any questions, please come up to the front and we're going to answer those questions for you because we understand that what's happened in the room tonight is really strange. It is really strange, and that's okay for it to be strange, but it's not okay for you to ask the questions that you need to ask so that you can get answers, so that strange doesn't equal bad, but strange equals supernatural, and that's good. And so feel free to ask questions. We really, really treasure questions. But we're going to carry on. This is the official end. If you need to leave, then you can go at any time. This is not a party. This is an impartation of fire that changes people's lives.